Wednesday. Paul in Rome. Finally. So when springtime had come, 3 months they had stayed in Malta, they went on, going up Sicily along, and came up to Puteoli. From there they went on their feet. We read that there were brethren in Puteoli. The brothers there, we read in chapter 28, verse 15, the brothers there had heard that we were coming, and they traveled as far as the Forum of Appius and the Three Taverna to meet us. They came from Rome. At the sight of these men, Paul thanked God and was encouraged. When we got to Rome, Paul was allowed to live by himself with a soldier to guard him. So not being put into a jail, no, he had a private home. He had a soldier who was with him, guarded him so that he does not run away. But he had his own living. Now, 3 days later, Paul did something what he did whenever he entered a new town. Normally he went into the synagogue, but now he was a captured person. He couldn't just move around as he wanted. So he called together the leaders of the Jews in Rome, and they assembled, and he told them what had happened. Interesting. And they didn't know anything about the story. And those from Jerusalem had not given message to them in Rome. And Paul tells them how it came about, that what happened in the temple and with Felix and Festus and King Agrippa and all the stories. And Damascus, where he experienced the Lord Jesus Christ. And he says, for this reason, verse 20, I have asked to see you and talk with you. It is because of the hope of Israel that I am bound with this chain. And they replied, we have not received any letters from Judea concerning you. And none of the brothers who have come from there has reported or said anything bad about you. No information. It's important. Paul is the first to give information. And they say, but we want to hear what your views are. And this is important. The Jews say, the Jewish leaders, we want to hear what your views are. For we know that people everywhere are talking against this sect. So the early church is described as a sect. That's interesting, isn't it? A sect. They arranged to meet Paul on a certain day. Everything was arranged. So it was as if Paul would go to a synagogue and preach there. The Jews came up to him, to his flat, and they were willing to listen. They wanted to hear him, they themselves. And Paul had invited these Jewish leaders on the third day when he was in Rome. Do you see? his vision on the third day when he is in Rome. He wants to see the Jewish leaders. He wants to tell them about the gospel of Jesus. This is the Apostle Paul. He wants his Savior to be lifted up.